Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, praise God. The Lord is good. His mercy endures forever. And once again, this is Brother Willie Hunter. We're talking to you regarding Jesus Christ. He is Lord of Lords, and he's our Lord. And I will say to you tonight, if you're listening, we thank God for you coming on listening. And we give God the glory and all that he's doing for us and through us. It's up to you to be a part of what God wants to do for you. I say this to you, with love much assures us. And you know, one of the things I want to do is let us stop and have prayer. Father God, we come tonight in the name of Jesus Christ that you will bless us and encourage us with wisdom and knowledge and keep us, Father, to do your will and not ours. We're asking you this night in the name of Jesus that you will keep us, show us the way to go, what we must do, how we shall do it. But we can do nothing without your understanding. It is through Jesus that you take us to the Father. Let your blood continue to cover us. And we confess tonight that we sin so unknowingly, unknowingly. And we ask that our sins be blotted out. We judge ourselves. I judge myself. I know I've sinned somewhere. But you, Father, through Jesus Christ, you still see me because you love me. I trust your word. I believe your word. I know what your word says. All things are possible to those who believe. And I believe, Father, I believe. I believe right now that you have the power to those who call upon the name of Jesus. In every ministry, the fivefold, the apostle, the prophet, the teacher, the pastor, the evangelist. Keep them, Father. Keep them, Father. And those who are pressing into the mall to call it Jesus Christ, give them an understanding much better what they must do and how they must do it. I call you tonight because you're the only true and living God. Any God that has no ears, no eyes, can't hear, can't speak, is not my God. You are my God because you are alive and vibrant and full of fire and knowledge and understanding. And because of that, those who come to know you through Jesus Christ, we love you for what you're doing for us and through us. And Father, as I submit to you tonight, I ask you that you let me down into the archives of your word, that Willie Hunter will step aside, that your word in you shall come alive. That we pray for somebody tonight that needs prayer, somebody that's calling on us, somebody that's believing. And we need you, Father, tonight. We need you because it's your love and not us. And because, Father, we just thank you. Thank you for the healing that's going, Father. Thank you for all that's calling upon your name. And we know, Father, you're moving in a revival. Let us become intercessors. Let us pull it off and put it on. We thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for all that you're doing for us. But without you, Father, nothing can be done. Nothing will be done. I ask you this night in the name of Jesus Christ, Father, that you will look upon us. Let us stand before you, Father, in that final day. When you shall appear, we will not be ashamed of you. And this is the confidence that I have. This is the confidence that I have. I know, Father, that I know the Son, therefore I know the Father. And I thank you, Jesus, for drawing me closer to the Father. And I love you what you're doing. I pray for all my prayer warriors. I pray for those who are near. I pray this night, Father, that your will be done throughout the earth, man. Will you bless us and keep us? It's our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, God is so good. And I say this to everybody. If you trust him, you can believe him. Whatever you ask him for, he'll do it. See, we're living in a time where we got to know that we know that Jesus Christ is who he says he is. And what he wants us to know, to continue to say, Father, you're the only one I can trust and can believe. And you know one thing I keep saying to the people that come on the radio station, those who listen. All of us need prayer. And I will say this. Everybody needs prayer. Anybody who thinks it's better than somebody, they need prayer. Anybody who don't think it's somebody, they need prayer. We don't know when he's going to come back. We know this much. He's going to come. I say to everyone that's listening to me, by computer, or by the phone, however you listen, God still loves you. For the Bible says he loved us while we were yet sinners. And you know, a lot of people say, well, I need something deeper. Jesus. Can you meditate on that word, Jesus? Because he paid a royal price that we would be set free. And you know what I've come to discover? I don't want anybody, everybody to make a promise to you. And that's why I can trust in God only. God is the only one who can, when he make a promise, he keep it. He said he's going to promise us with eternal life. Guess what? I believe we're headed in that direction. But some don't want to hear that because we think that what we're doing in this life is more sufficient. What can do? Let me tell you something. When you walk with God and walk on God's side, God has a place for you. It's up to you. It's up to you. And I'm going to say this to you, particular night. I have some words I want to give you out of the Bible. And I want to tell you something. I want you to start understanding. You got to become a warrior. You got to know the power that God has given, that God has given unto us. See, but if we can take the word of God and hear what God wants to say for us. See, God is looking at the believers and those who know that they know. And see, when you want to walk close with the Lord, the enemy is going to come in. He's going to try you. And so what I like to do is just give you some scriptures so that we can look forward to what God is saying to us. See, and see, I want you to notice here. There are in Isaiah chapter 59, verses 1 through 16, Acts 2, 38, 39, Romans 10 and 17. I want you to know something in what I'm reading here. He said, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened, that it cannot save, nor is it heavy, that he cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated from your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you, so that he will not hear. But the hands of your hands are not defiled with blood, and your fingerprints with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies. Your tongue has muttered perversity. No one calls for justice, nor do any place for truth. They trust in empty words and speak lies. They conceive evil and bring forth iniquity. They hate. They hatch vipers, eggs, and weave the spin, the spider's web. He knows each of their egg dies, and from that weed which is crushed as a viper breaks out. The whales will not become garments, nor will they cover themselves, but with their works, their works are works of iniquity, and their acts of violence in their hands. He says it to us, their feet run to evil, and they may hate to shed innocent blood. Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity, wasting and destruction are their path. The way of the peace they have not known, and there is no justice in their way. They have made themselves crooked paths. Whosoever taketh this way shall not know peace. Therefore, justice is far from us, nor does righteousness overtake us. We look for the light, but it is the darkness. For brightness, but he walketh in blackness. We grope for the wall like a blind, and grope as we have no eyes. We stumble in the midday and at twilight. We are dead men in desolate places. We all growl like a bear and moan suddenly like a dove. We look for justice, but there is none. For salvation, but it's far from us. My God. And then what God continued to say to us, he says, for the transgressions are multiplied before your sin testify against you. For your transgressions are with us, and as they have iniquity, they know them, their transgression, in transgression, and lying against the Lord, and departing from our God, speaking oppression and revolt, conviction and uttering from the heart words of falsehood. Turn back and righteousness stand far off. For truth is fallen in the street, and iniquity shall not enter, cannot enter. So truth fails, and who departs from the evil makes himself a prey. But the Lord saveth, and it is pleased him that there was no justice. He saw that there was no more, no, not a man, and wondered that they could not, and had no innocence. Therefore, his own arm brought salvation for him, and in his own righteousness he sustained himself. See, in Isaiah chapter 1, verse 16, we see what God is speaking to the old prophet and telling him. They listen for the light, and there's no light. It's nothing but darkness and blackness. They grow and they move. They don't know no justice. They're telling them about a bunch of lies. They come before God. They don't have no truth. They lie, lie, lie. See, they got a lie. They got a lie for a lie, with a lie, by a lie, through a lie. Because all they want to do is do what they want to do, and not what thus says the Lord. See, our God is sure, but you know, I thank it for him having justice on all of us who come before him, who call on him. The Lord have mercy. See, God loves us. The Lord loves us. And here's how I know he loves us. Because when we were yet sinners, God hear us. And I will say this to you, the friend sent me an email, and I, in Psalm 54, verses 2, and I will say to him, my prayer, oh God, give him the words of my mouth. If we can trust God and believe God, we know we're going to go somewhere. But there are some people that want to go nowhere, that want to see you go nowhere, they want to do what they want to do. They don't want to take time out to sit down and talk about how they're going to overcome, how they're going to look at it. See, there are many imitators. There are many imitators. Ephesians 5 and 1 says this, therefore be imitators of God and his dear children, and walk in love as Christ has loved us and given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. How many out there can do that with me? See, I know that God is still available. See, God is able to set you free. God is able. But you got to believe it. You have to believe it. See, and what I will say this to you, I don't want you to lose fellowship with God. And when I say fellowship, I want to be able to fellow so we can have some understanding. God loves us. And here's how God loves us. Because he wants us to have a relationship with him. You know, some time ago, my wife asked a question. She said, to all of us educated persons and to those who say they walk by faith, she asked a very S-I-M-P-L-E, a very simple question. Why did God send Jesus to the earth? We all stuck our chest out, said, well, he came to save that was lost. He came to bind up, tie up, set free. She said, no, that's good. That has validity. But why? And we all stopped. Said, what? What is she saying? She said, it's so simple. Said, oh, my God, she got us. Why? Because God sent Jesus Christ that he can have a relationship with man, first of all. A relationship. God desired to walk in our midst. God desired to be our God. He desired that we live good, act good, talk good, and God loves us. And you know what we're saying here? When you surrender yourself to God, when you surrender yourself, you don't have to worry. If you surrender, surrender means I give up, Lord. Some people say, well, I'm not ready. See, there are many men and women who are not ready to surrender yet. Do you know why they're not ready? Because they don't want to. They love God, but they don't want to give up. Let me share something with you. See, a lot of people say, well, I don't believe in the devil. I believe he exists, but I know he don't have no power. See, there is an ancient battle that's been going on between God and Satan. It started in heaven when Satan rebelled against God with one-third of the angels. They were defeated and cast out of heaven on earth. When you read Isaiah 14, 11 and 16, most of the evil in this world is caused by Satan and his agents, children of the devil. Many men and women, then there's many men and women out of ignorance and deception from the devil have yielded their lives to satanic forces of the world. See, if I would say this to you candidly, when you surrender to the darkness, you've given up and you say, I have no hope in God. I have no hope in his promise. I have hope in his promise. Have I yet seen enough, but I'm looking for it. I'm saying as Abraham, I'm looking to a builder who's not of hands. And I'm looking for that building that's not built by the hands. I'm looking for particular to me, I want you to know, Satan has no need for you, one need, you know what that is? To get you to follow him. See, I was listening to a radio program by one apostle, and he says, there are three ways that Satan has legal right to come and do what he does, not to. He said, number one, Satan comes to deceive. He does. You know, God said. He always said, God said. He won't ever say, I said. See, But the devil doesn't know the scripture like you know it. That's why you must be tuned in, praying, worshiping, and love God. Because he can come in and he can deceive you. He comes with the biggest lie. When he gets through this lie, he's going to say, you know, anything you like? And you know what you're going to do before you know it? You're going to say, yeah, I want this. And so, and you know what? He just locked out in. I'm one step away from putting in my grip. You want a better car, a better house, a better job, but you don't want to look to Jesus Christ, who has promised us. God said in Deuteronomy, he said, I, the Lord thy God, I give you witness of this. I'm the one that made you wealthy. I am the one. So when the wealth comes from God, it's only pure wealth. It don't have to be gold or silver. It has to be the fullness of God. And all those things that we need, God's going to add them to us because we believe. We believe what he's saying. When you believe what he's saying, God is there for you. See, but we have a lot of people in this life we live that are still practicing witchcraft. It's very common in many homes and in organizations, particularly they call them the AKK and all them different names they got out there. Most of those people and those who wear that ring, instead of Masonic, they're more practitioners than it is. And let me tell you something else. When you see that these are, they engage in spiritual warfare every day. And they come against us because we are born of God and filled with the Holy Spirit. We're not contending with the flesh and blood, but principalities, powers, and wickedness, rule in high places. See, and when you take what God is saying, God brings it to your attention. And he told us, stop where you are. Oh, you know what your liar is saying? You don't have nothing to offer me, nothing, but darkness and a lie and a pit full of fire. I'm not going with you. I made up my heart in Jesus Christ. I'm going to worship him. I'm going to serve him. I'm going to praise him. I'm going to love him. I'm going to watch him choose me. I'm going to watch him come through my body. I'm going to watch his angels come. I'm going to see the love of Jesus Christ flowing through me. And I say, if you notice, Satan, the war is between you and God. But I'm down here to stand before. And I will say this to you. If you want to see every one of us, and I want to, the Apostle Paul, I want to encourage everyone, we can defeat the devil with spiritual weapons, spiritual weapons. Not the weapon. I might have a 357. I might have a 45. I might have a shotgun, sawed-off shotgun. I might have a this or that. No, but we have spiritual. When I say spiritual, the weapons of our warfare, love is a warfare. It's powerful. Truth is a spiritual warfare. See, but we have to get ourselves in the right understanding with God to use us. See, a liar will be a liar. But when you know you've been told a lie, just repent and come before God through Jesus Christ and let him wash you up and get you back in the battle. See, because I say this from an old soldier standpoint. When I went to the military service, they told me if I come in, they cut all my hair. In other words, what were they doing? They was making me to be a part of what they had. See, when you come to God through Jesus Christ, you lose everything. You lose your identity. You're no longer called, but you're called a son of the Most High God. And God loves you. And God is saying to us. And so I will say this to us. So listen. Listen to me. See, when Paul encouraged us, see, that the people face life-threatening situations. And I try to get people to understand some things. We won't see. Door is knocking at our door continuously. Why? Because Satan is pressing, and he has no power only what you give him. But Jesus said, he said, the enemy comes, he comes. He comes like a flood. He said the enemy comes to destroy and to kill and destroy. Why? Because he has sitting on it. He ain't got nothing but a liar. And some folks, well, I'm not going to call him a liar. I'm calling him a liar point blank. He's a liar from the beginning. But I know who I worship. I know I praise God. I know I love God. I know what God is saying. I know what God is doing. And let me tell you something. I want to show you what, here's our testimony. And see, a lot of us, our testimony comes in the latter part as we read our word. Now go with me to Revelation 12 and 11 and read it. In Revelation 12, Revelation chapter 12, verse 10 and 11. And here's what God will say to you and for you and through you and by you. And God says this. He says this in his own word. God says this in his own word. He says to us. He says this to us. These words. He says, I'm giving you ample time to do it. He says, then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ have come. For the accusers of our brothers who accused them before our God day and night has been cast down. And they overcome them by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. And they did not lose their love, their life unto death. That's the kind of God we serve. And we got a testimony in heaven. We got a testimony. We got a testimony. Some people, see, as I said, see, the most powerful weapon and in the Bible, see, in about a minute, I'm going to start having prayer and start praying and believing God to move on us. And let me share something with you that I will see. Here's what the weapon that we have in Mark 16:18. Amen. Somebody online, I'm going to come on just a minute. Hold on. And he said unto them, go into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and has been baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, and they shall not drink any deadly thing. It shall not hurt them. That they lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Now, when you look at what Peter said, he said, and Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. See, spiritual warfare, we have it before. We can use the word of God. The name of Jesus, one of the most powerful, potent things that we can ever decide and listen to what God is doing. And God will say to us, he says, I'm here for you. And so, as I said, we're going to have prayer. And anybody want prayer, you can call in. But I'm going to obey what the Lord has shown me, and I'm going to do it. And I thank God. Father, tonight is the night that I have set aside in my life. And to all who can believe with me, we come before you with understanding of your word, with understanding of your purity, with understanding of your divineness. And we know that you know. Without you, we can do nothing. But we know that in you, we can do all things. Father, tonight is the night that we just pray for the believer. We pray for that who are weak in the faith. But we know, Jesus, you have you've interceded for those, and we intercede also. And Father, we first judge ourselves. If we've done anything wrong or said anything wrong, it will be offensive to you. We let the blood of Jesus Christ, we let his blood be all over us, that we can stand before you in righteousness, because when you don't see the blood, you see every sin we've done. And Father, let us come and let us thank you. I just thank you, Father. I thank you for this day that you're looking for those who are calling on your name. And I pray this day there are many in this world, there are a billion people, Father, that have not heard your name, Jesus. But I pray you will write us all rise up with a standard and let the world know Jesus Christ is still Lord of Lords. And without him, we can do nothing. But I ask you tonight, Father, that somebody that is sick right now in their body, they have a little faith, but they don't have much faith. We pray for much faith come to them, Father. We pray, Father. We pray that it will come to them, that they can believe what Jesus said, all things are possible to those that believe. We believe tonight. I believe, Father. I believe that you're still God. Father, as much as we can't do, but in you we can do many things. Father, we know we have the power to raise up the dead. We know we have the power to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. We know we have the power from you, Holy Father, through Jesus Christ. And as Jesus said in his walk in Israel, what he don't hear the Father say to do it, I don't do. Well, we do the same as you, Jesus. If the Father don't move you, we won't be moved. And I want to thank you for the wisdom that you're giving us. You're giving us a variety of understanding to know that you are God. Without you, there is nothing. I pray this particular hour in the Adrian, Father, that somebody who's walking in darkness will compare the light of a man, a woman, a believer that's carrying the torch of life. And may they say, I'm looking unto Jesus Christ. And may them, Father, know that you're on their side. And then, Father, tonight that I just adore you, I just praise you, I worship you, and I thank you for the love that you have for all of us, particularly me. And, Father, I pray, Father, that you would touch somebody tonight. Their minds, it appears, the enemy has come and tried to rob them of their minds. But you, Father, you've given us understanding. And we take your understanding through Jesus Christ. It is by the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit, you will lead us and you will guide us. You will lead us and guide us in the path of righteousness. But without you, Holy Spirit, we can't do nothing else. And we know it must be a continuation of trust. And we trust in you. I pray now, Father, that somebody who's pregnant with a child or the saved delivered, and somebody who's trying to abort the child, have mercy on them, Father. Have mercy on them. Let them come and say, forgive me. But we have no power over their life, Father. And we ask you to forgive us. Forgive, Father. And then, Father, we just pray this night that the life change and they will come to you, because you are the only true God, because we know that you are the one. And we love you. We love you so, Father. We love you so, Father. We love you, Father. We love you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. I love you so much. I adore you, Father. Many men and women, Father, I pray that they come by my way, that I will have a word from you, Father, to speak to them and tell them. Whatever they desire you, you got to ask us. You got to believe. And, Father, I thank you for this night. This night in the earth realm, somebody's calling. Somebody's not even, but we said thank you. Thank you. As in Jesus walked the earth with him, And he showed us how we walk according to our faith. We believe, Father. And the Bible tells us that if we're going to walk accordingly, we must live in it. And, Father, I desire to live in righteousness and holiness, that I might stand up, Father, and let the world know that I'm one of his sons. I have nothing to hide. My hands are free. My heart is free. I open up unto you, Holy Father, that you can use me according to your will. Will you bless my wife, bless my son, bless my daughter, bless my grandson, and bless my soon-to-come grandson who's soon to return. I thank you for him coming. You bring joy to my heart, Father. I thank you. I pray for the extended family. Pray for them, Father, those who are near and those who are far, those who are not looking unto you, but we're praying that they will come. Praying for those who are walking in darkness, who are still caught up in the world and doing what they want to do. But you, Father, have mercy upon them in this hour of their defilement. Have mercy upon them as we pray for them and say to them, come, behold, he cometh. For he's coming with his gifts. He's coming. We want you prepared. We want you prepared. We want them prepared, Father. Evangelist, evangelist, pastor, pastor. Evangelist, evangelist, get a double portion of God's word so you can stand and declare his word like power that's never been before. For God is looking for somebody. He's looking for us. The word says, my eyes are searching the earth rim, slowly to and fro, looking for someone, Lord, that he might do his will. We're the one that's looking, Father. We're looking for you. We use us, Father. We let your royal diadem down upon us that we can do what you call us to do. Unashamedly, we have no need for the present world because the world has nothing for us. But we have what you have for us. We have love and peace and joy and long suffering. I give you, Father. I give you, Father. You're the one that I love. I praise you. And I love you. I adore you, Father, because you have been so good to me. I can say with me, Father, you've been good to me. I love you for it. I love you from the rising of the sun until the setting of the sun. There is none like you. I thank you, Father. I thank you, Father. I thank you, Father. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, praise your name, praise your name. We love you. Hey, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Yes, yes. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Father. You are so good. You bless me. You bless me tonight. You bless me tonight, Father, to stay, to keep my eyes upon you and not upon them, but upon you. For it is you, Father, who has the power. For it is you, Father, who have all that I need. And I pray for all 50 states in America who have declared that Jesus is coming. And, Father, while there are many prayer lines, I pray that they will come of one accord, that they will say Jesus Christ is the Lord of lords and he's the King of kings. And without him, we can do nothing. But, Father, we thank you tonight. I thank you tonight. I thank you for everything, Father. Oh, praise his holy name. And then, Father, have mercy tonight. Have mercy tonight. Have mercy tonight. Let your mercy flow down, Father, for somebody who knows, Father. But your mercy holds us that we can get the fullness of grace and the acceptance of Jesus Christ. And may his blood wash us clean. May his blood, Father, call you right now for somebody that don't know you. I'm calling you somebody who said that they don't believe that you are. But I'm here to tell them you are because you're the God. When it was that time, you still stayed the enemy away, and you gave me understanding. I trust in you, Father. I'm looking unto you who is the author and the finisher of all of our faith and those of the body of Christ who believe. And then, Father, somebody tonight that I don't know, it's calling on your name somewhere in one of these nations in the world. I pray, Father, that they will know if they look up and lift their hands up and just say, Yahweh, 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 that they will come to him through Jesus Christ. And they will know, Father, that you are the one and true God. As I pray for the United States, I pray from each nation, from one coast to the other coast, from the north and south, east and west, that you will let the fullness of your grace flow, the fullness of it, and that some will sing and do what they think they ought to do, but let you be the one. For we need you, Father. We need you tonight. We need you tonight. We need you not all night, but we need you every day we walk this earth. Even when we get to heaven, we need you, because without you, do nothing. But in you, we can do all things. And Father, I just thank you. I thank you, Father. I thank you. I thank you, Father. I thank you tonight. I thank you for that lady, for that man, for that little girl who's walking out there with no understanding. I pray you will bring reality to them, Father. I thank you this night. I thank you, Father. For it's you, Father. Yeah. Hallelujah. I love you. I praise you. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Oh, Jesus. So much, so much. And then, Father, I praise you. I love you, and I thank you for those who stood with me. Who stood with me, Father, in the time that I've been in. Who've been by my side, who prayed with me, who lead for me. I pray that you will bless them countless. I pray you will give them countless. I pray every desire countless. And I thank you, Father, that they walk by faith and not by sight. Not what they heard, what they believe, but they believe on Jesus Christ. And then, Father, I want to thank you tonight. I want to thank you. I want to thank you. Father, because your word says, you raised Jesus Christ from the dead. And we should see those things which are above while Christ is sitting. And you said you've given them a place in you, Father. It is in you who sit in you, and we believe in you. Someone sent an email to me to pray for them. And I'm calling the devil a lie. I'm calling the attacker, the anointing that is in me, and the word of God that's in me. I command him to decree, and I declare for him to release you and let you go in the name of Jesus. He doesn't have any power over your mind. No more power. Nothing. Not even right now. He is powerless. He has no power, but the name of Yeshua HaMashiach that you've given to us this day, Father. And for this, I say thank you. I thank you. From the rising of the sun to the setting of it. You're still God. You're still God and nobody else. But I love you, Father. I thank you for everything you're doing. I thank you for everything you're doing. Right now, Father, from state to state, from city to city, from county to county, from wherever it is, they need the people in America. I pray, Father, that they will not let them be swayed by what they see coming out of nowhere. But they will see and know that it's the true and living God. But it's you, Father. It's you. I pray for that young man who has a son that's been born. I pray that you will, he will be a good father. His wife will be a good wife. The mothers that are there, you will send them bear to see. And you mean, I pray for them, Father. I pray that they will come to see what you have for them, not what the world has. The world wants them to bow. The world wants them to fall down. But we pray for them, Father. You young men, as it was said, we pray for you. Because we know that you've heard of the Father, and you overcome the wicked one. And the wicked one has no understanding. He doesn't care. His desire is to weaken. To weaken. But we're here to push you up in the name of Jesus and to believe for the anointing. Father, tonight I ask you in the name of Jesus, fullness of the anointing will flow over this radio station to the non-believers. They will see a scorching, usha, manasikiriosha, and the power of your word. Yes, Lord. And the power of your word became flesh. I thank you, Father. So but there's much work to be done for us that are here. And we know that what we stand is the royal diadem, and we stand in Psalm 92, 91, we know that we will be protected. Father, thank you, Father. Father, thank you. I thank you right now for everything you've done for me. Everything. Amen. Praise the living God from whom all blessings flow. And you know, Father, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. All praises. Praising, praising. Hallelujah. And Father, I just thank you. I thank you this night in Jesus' name. And Father, I just pray for every evangelist that you're moving him across the nation, through the nation, around the nation. And let us keep our eyes upon you. Let us not look to the left or to the right, Father, but let us keep our eyes on you. And Father, I ask you today to set me into things with you, in with you, in with you. I trust you. I believe you. I've seen too many actions of yours. I have the sweetness of your love in my heart. I pray that I become a sweet odor to you, Father, as I call upon you tonight, that you will look upon me. I have nothing to offer you but my love. That's all I have, Father, my love. That's all I have, and I thank you. I thank you, Father. Pray this night that you will continue to sow lace with us in the earth realm, and that somebody, the time has come for us to reach and pull them out of hell. Take the darkness off of them and let them see the light. For you said to behold the light cometh and shine. And Father, when, yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. For when the light shines in the darkness cannot stand. Darkness cannot stand. But you, Jesus, you're the light of the world. And within a man takes his light and hide it, he's no good. And Father, we want to be righteous in you. We want to be obedient in you. And we thank you. I thank you, Father. I pray that there was a war between the families of the same order, that they will come to understand and realize our fight is not amongst us. But we need to fight the good fight of faith, and remember we have to fight against sin. And sin may come to destroy, but it's you, Father. Your power is greater. Your power is holy. Your power gives us understanding. And Father, we thank you. Will you look upon all who are listening with me and praying with me? Will you just bless them and keep them? I need you. We need you tonight. Father, your word is so powerful. Your word stirs us up on the inside. Your word, as Jeremiah said, is like fire shut up in my bones. And Father, we just believe it. We just know it. And Father, we thank you. We thank you this night that you brought us to that royal place, Father, where we can be there with you. And we know that you're still God. And we know that you can say yada, 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 yada. And we love you for it. Hallelujah. Oh, mama, speak your son. Elele baba bosa. Ali de bohande. Andere ti kore standeria. E kore andele la mori andele la ha. E kore sa. Lambe ko sataria. Lele baba boy andere ti. E kore sa. Tania. And Father. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Yes. Yes, Lord. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost depart. Let it come in us, Father. Oh, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you for what you've given me to do. If it be your will, I rise tomorrow and teach your word. Give me the wisdom. Give me the knowledge. Give me the understanding to preach it with fullness of the Holy Spirit, and that I will not be shortened anyone by. But let your word be quick and live and fast. I pray, Father, that somebody will see the fullness of your hand. Right now, Father, I thank you for everything you're doing. And it's because of you that I say hallelujah. It's because of you that I say amen. It's because of you that we reach out and touch, that we reach out and declare that it's you, Father, It's you, Father. It's you, Father. It's you, Father. And I love you. I love you, Father. I love you, Father. I love you, Father. I love you for everything. I love you for the insight you've given me, for the things that you have withheld, but it's your will and not mine. Because I know what your word says. This is the confidence that I have in you, that when I ask you of anything, you hear it, me, because we do what is pleasing in your sight. And this is the confidence that I have. When I ask you for anything, you will give it to me. You will give it to me because you've heard my petition and you answer quickly. Somebody right now, Father, needs a real job. Somebody right now needs a real home. Somebody needs a real car. But, Father, I know you can do it. We can do what Jesus said. And, Father, we want to walk in that place where Jesus spoke and commanded the bread and the fish to be multiplied. Let our faith yield that order, Father, this time we now live in. For I know you have the right, the power to give it to us, and I thank you for it. As we move, I thank you, Father. I thank you for the holiness that you put on me. I thank you for the eyesight you've given me. I thank you for the hearing you've given me. I thank you for the complete healing of the body, and of the soul, of the mind. I thank you, Father. I thank you, Father, because I'm looking unto you, who is the author and the finisher of my faith. Without you, Father, I can do nothing. We, the body of Christ, for we know, Father, that you'll soon return. But we ask you to stay in hand that we might reach some more and get them in, Father. Give us opportunity, Father. Hold your hand, for we bow before you. Hold that we can get them in, Father. Get them in with the good understanding to know that they must serve you, Father, that they must be obedient unto you, Father. Let us not, let them not be rebellious people. As, oh, hallelujah. I love you so much for what you've done. I love you so much for what you're doing right now. For the fullness of the anointing, it belongs to the righteous. For the fullness of it, it belongs to us who believe. For the fullness of it belongs to all who walk by faith. And I praise you tonight. I thank you. And then, Father, I pray for every pastor in America. I pray that their hearts will be set right, their motives, their understanding, their likeness be of what you like. And I pray that you will give them to know, Father. And those who don't belong to you, Father, you said you're going to pardon. And I pray, Father, that they, if they're doing it wrong, leading the flock wrong, that they will come to know, Father. It's not about them. When we hear you speak to the pastor, the leaders of the flock, they will do the same. When you speak to the teacher, they will do the same. They have a rich word from the word of God. You speak to the evangelists, they stir it up and let it know the road you're living on needs to be torn up. Let God bring in his fullness of it and pave it. And then, Father, for the apostle, I pray that you will continue to let us move in the body of Christ. Yes, Lord. Let us speak the words and declare. Let us go about declaring the enrichment of it. Let our mind be sharp. Let our understanding be sharp. Let our love be quick. Let our forgiveness be quick. Let us understand because the time we live in doesn't belong to us. And then, Father, for the prophecy, the last hour that Jesus shall fulfill in his return. The prophecy from the beginning, Holy Father, you did, and Jesus, the latter one. And we want to thank you. We want to thank you for the gift that you've given to us, for the understanding you've given us in the body of Christ. And I pray this day for the husband and wife. I pray that they be one. I pray, Father, that they be one in prayer, one in suffering, one in action. I pray, Father, this day in the name of Jesus Christ. And you will keep your hands upon those men who have wives and those wives who have a husband. May they intertwine with each other and love each other according as you love us, Father. You love us. And, Father, I just ask you tonight, as we stand before you, we stand before you and say thank you. Because in thanking you, Father, we say thank you. Tonight's a night that we love you. Tonight is a night, Father. Tonight is a night. And I say thank you. I love you. I love you so much, Father. What you've done for me, You've done so much for me, through me, by me. When I didn't have an understanding, you gave me a better understanding. When I couldn't see what I was doing, you gave me a better one. When I couldn't move, you still caused my body to move. When I couldn't take care of my body the way I should, but you still were there for me. And for this, I said, thank you, Father. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you, Father. I thank you. Thank you. I thank you. I love you, Father. I love you. I love you, Father. I love you, Father. I love you for what you're doing, Father. I love you. You're the only true God. Hallelujah. 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 It's you, Father. It's you, Father. It's you. It's you, Father. Oh, hallelujah. Shande sikiriosha. Siriota satita. Tabi baba yota sikirio. Alande sikiriya shatata. Alele mamobosa tadayata rasi. Eto di sikirio shata. Samme kikata yo. Lamme so sariyasha. Nere mamosa. Oh, thank you, Father. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you for the goodness that you've given to us. Thank you for it, Father. Thank you for it. Thank you for it, Father. Thank you for it. For we know that without you we can do nothing. But through you all things are possible. It's because of you. It's because of you. I thank you for all that you've given us in this technological era. But we want to use it for your benefit. But we shall look up. Behold, he comes. You're coming out of the eastern sky. You're going to have the garments of holiness on. And for that, I said, thank you. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And then, Father, somebody somewhere is calling on us. Have mercy upon us. Have mercy. Have mercy upon us, Father. Have mercy upon us, Father. But without you, can do nothing. Can't do nothing, Father. Thank you for everything. Thank you for everything, Father. Thank you for everything. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. It's you. I love you. And then, Father, I leave a space for somebody who desires to call upon your name right now. Because it's through you that we can do all these things. It's you. It's you, Father. It's you. I want to thank you, Father, for the young child that was born right now. Ooh, glory. Who's born right now. Thank you, Father. My prayer before you is in Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I continue to intercede. I pray, Father. What you show me, I believe it. I see it coming to pass. I believe it's coming to pass because you're still God. And beside you, there is. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Oh, thank you for the rising of the sun to the setting of. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you for your word. Your word is true. Your word is pure. Your word. Your word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, sure. Ekora sikiriyande fete. Lati de osata. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, without you, Father, we can do nothing. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. To bow down to you and cry to you. Hallelujah. 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 It's your word. Your word is so true. Your word is so powerful. Your word. Your word. Hallelujah. I thank you. 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 Because you're the only one. You can do it. You can do it. You can do it. You can do it. I thank you, Father. I thank you, Father. I thank you, Father, that you've given us the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we just say thank you tonight for all that you've done for us and through us, because you are still God. Nothing we can do, but we're still, because we're in your hands. And because we're in your hands, we say thank you. Thank you, Father. 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 Hallelujah. Your word, your word, your word is powerful. Your word is your word. Your word, Father, is alive. It is alive, and we love it. We love it for what you're doing. We love it, Father. We love it, Father. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you for everything. Everything you have done for me. Everything. From the rising. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Woo, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. It's in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. That we come before you and we just cry to you. We cry to you because you're the only one. You're the only one. You can make it with a feel like we don't have it. You still got it for us. And we thank you. Oh, yes, we do. Without you, we can do nothing. Thank you, Father. I thank you, Father. I thank you from the rising to the setting of the sun. Somebody right now is calling on your name. Somebody needs you right now. I pray that they will come to realize that you're the only true God. There is no power like your power. There is no understanding like your understanding. There is no joy like your joy. But your joy overcomes the sorrow of the world because of you, Father. Through Jesus Christ, that we're able to cry out to you. We're able to believe what you're saying. We're able to know that it's you and not that we are ourselves. I love you, Father. I love you. I love you, and I need you. I need you, Father. And I said, thank you. I said, thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise your holy name. Praise your holy name, Father. Praise your holy name. For without you can do nothing. But it's in you I can do all things. And I thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Amen. My prayer with you is sufficient tonight, Father. Thank you. And I praise you and love you. And tonight I see I have a person on the line with a phone number. Your last four is 5240. Can you call right back, please? Amen. And if there's any listener, we're given time that we can pray together. Tonight's the night. And I say, if you can call back, you know the phone number that I'm speaking of. You got a 5240. The rest of the numbers, you know. But if you call back, we'll be able to talk with you. Amen. Amen. And praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo. Jesus is so good. And he's so good, he's so good, he's so good. He's so good with us. Do you love him? Ooh, Jesus. Oh, yes. Oh. Hallelujah. 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 I love the Lord. He first loved me. Because he loved me, I can say he is the true and living God. and beside him there is none other. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the living God. Oh, praise him. Hallelujah. He's awesome. He's awesome. He's the God of mercy. He's the God. He's the God. He redeemed. He gave his only son for us. He's the only one. When we couldn't, he was still there. He hung on the cross. Can't you see what he does for us? The price that he paid for us. The price that he paid for us. God is still available to us. God is still available. Oh, praise him. Hallelujah. Do you love him? Do you love him? Do you love him? Hallelujah. Oh, praise the living God. I love him. I love him. I love him because he's still God. And beside him, I can do nothing. Nothing. But God is the one. He is the one. Amen. He's the one. He's the one. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's the one. He's the author. He's the author. It's him that I can. It's him. 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 I'm thankful for it. Hallelujah. Woo. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you've done for us. Amen. Thank you. Hallelujah. 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 Woo! Yes, Jesus. Without you, we can do nothing. I can't do nothing, but it's in you. It's through you. Hallelujah. Praise your Holy. Praise your Holy Lord. Praise you. Praise you, Father. Praise you for what you've done for us tonight. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for everything that you've done for us. For we couldn't still be there. And I thank you, Father. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you for what you're doing. Thank you, Father. Oh, I thank you, Father. For you've been so good to us. What I couldn't do, you did it for me. It's you. When I couldn't do it, you've done it for me. I thank you for it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, praise him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Ah, yes, Lord. That's the line is open. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. My heart is free. My mind is free. My attitude is free. I thank you for everything that I've done. I thank you. Thank you for it. And I love you. I thank you for it. I thank you for everything you have done. And because of you, hallelujah, we know that we can do what you say we do, that we need to do. And for this, we say, thank you. I now take time to open up the lines. Anybody want a prayer? We want to pray for you, believe God for you. Want to see God do something for you this night. The God we serve is an awesome God. He's an awesome God. He's an awesome God. He's an awesome God. Oh, yes. Woo! Yes. Oh, praise him. Still loving. I still love him. I still love him. I still love God. Anybody got any statement that they want to say, a question that they have, want to know more about Jesus. And listen, I want to let you know that KSK radio station is there on 24/7. We're looking at the possibility of going through the weekdays. We're praying about it. We want to get there. So we're going to get a prayer line that we can open up. It's going to be constructive. It's going to be in order of what God wants, not what I want, but what God wants, so God can help somebody. Somebody needs this, and I need somebody. I'm not ashamed to tell you, God has a work for us to do. He has a work for us to do. But it's up to us to do it. I can't make nobody do nothing, but I can say this to you. I love you into what God wants done from you. I thank God for you, for my prayer warriors, for my intercessors, for those that love me, and for the soon coming Jesus Christ. We have much work to do. And we want you to know that our God is available. We do it for you, not because of us. We know what the end is going to be, victorious. We know what it's going to be. We know we ain't got to worry about it. But when he shall come, when he shall appear, we don't know what he's going to look like. But this one thing we do know, we're going to look just like him. Hallelujah. We're going to look just like him. We're going to look just like him. Praise God. Isn't God good? He's good. All praise. All praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 I say this to you. God has made it so. Jesus. Thank God. And I want you to know that all the believers, that when you ask God for the Holy Ghost, it's a gift. It's a gift. And if you don't just say but one word, you speak in the Holy Spirit. And some people say, well, but I love them. I want everybody to have the fullness of the Holy Spirit in their life. See, we got to understand some of the things that we have been challenged with. It behooves us to stay close to God. The more we stay close to God, see, the more we stay, and I say this to you, all you believers out there, put on the armor of God. A-R-M-O-R. Arm yourself. Arm yourself. I just know, but you see, what God does for us, He lets us know that it is Him who loves us. Can the man give his life for another man? No. No, he can't. The Bible says in Isaiah that the soul, if any man can pay the price, but no, he can't. But the soul is everlasting, and that's why I keep saying, the more we can get souls into the kingdom, the more we can get people who want to see and know Jesus Christ. And I will say it to you quietly, we love you despite God loves us. So the line is open. Anybody got a statement they want to say? A prayer? Has God moved on you? Amen. I thank God for it. Because He's still God. Still loves us. Amen. All I can say to you is, you know, as the person said, begin to read a book about what Jesus Christ has done for me. See, you got to be able to tell somebody. You got to be able to tell them, you love God, I do, with all my, excuse me, with all of my strength. with all of my power, with all of my looking unto him. See, and beloved, may I say this to you? If you know that you know that you know that you know him, don't be ashamed of him. Don't try to put somebody in a catch-22. Love him. Love them. For he first loved us. That is one of the most powerful statements I can find in the book of Romans. While I was yet a sinner, God loved me. When I didn't love God, but God loved me. Amen. Hello, caller. Are you there? But I just want to say this to us again. Our God is capable. Our God loves us. Our God, he wants us to keep calling on him. He wants us to keep knowing that he loves us. See, we just have to get ourselves in the fullness of what God wants done. Sometimes you're going to have to just say, Lord, what would you have me to do it? You know, you just got to do it. And when God do it for you, God will do it. Praise the living God. And a lady sent me this email. She said, my affirmation of healing. And she sent this to me. She said, I'm standing on God's promise for the continuous healing of my healthy, fit mind and body. I will not doubt God, give in, give up, or throw in the towel. I'm standing on the word of God. By his stripes, I am healed. God is not going to let me down. So I'm not going to be depressed, look down, fall down, or be down. I am encouraged. I shall bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continue to be in my mouth. I am blessed. I am healed of God. I refuse to listen to the prophets of doom, negative reports of fear, false evidence, or fearing will. I refuse to let the present situation and circumstances dictate my thoughtful life, future, or my confession of faith. I believe the report of the Lord, his report says he has forgiven all my iniquities and healed all my diseases. I am healed. I will not put on any grave clothes. I am not in mourning. God has not given me any ticket out there. Nor will I try to push one. I will not fear God. God has given me the spirit of fear. God has not given me the spirit of fear. God has blessed me with his love, his power, and sound mind. I have the mind of Christ Jesus. God will give a glory, will glorify in my life. I will stand. I will fight the good fight of faith. My cause is 120 years. I am healed of the Lord. With long life will I satisfy me. I will live long, blessed health, abundant life in Christ Jesus. I have placed my life, hope, faith, and trust in God's hand. And when it looks like odds are stacked against me, I will not fear. I will stand on the promise of God. God has a great plan for my life. God has a great future for me. I hope in the Lord. I will speak life. I will speak truth. The Lord is this drum roll, please. I am healed of the Lord. I am in the master's hand. And all is well in Jesus' name. I am the healed of the Lord. And you know, that's so wonderful. A person sent me that email, and it's something. It is something. Woo, Jesus. I mean, that's what she said. And she says, this is an affirmation. Our affirmation of healing. When you're standing on God's promise, it has to be for me. I thank God for it. I thank God for it. When I read it, ooh-wee. See, and you know, sometimes you got to shut your ears up because the junk that they want to put in your ears, You don't want it. You don't want that junk the devil got. You want God. See, I ain't going to put on no grave clothes. I love this. I think I'm going to print this out and put it in a big dish where I can see it. Look in the east and say, it is. See, because God is looking for you and I. He's looking for you and I. He's looking for us. Because he wants us. He wants our head hung down. He wants our face lifted up. Our eyes lifted up. And you know, God, Jesus, Lord, God is so good. And you know, one thing I say, I don't tell nobody I said this, but you know I can say this thing. So, God loves you. You're listening to me, and I can say this thing. God loves you. God loves you. How do I know? Because he said it. He said it, and he cannot lie. Cannot. Hallelujah. Woo. I'm just standing on the promises of continual peace. I love God, and I want you out there to listen to us for me tonight to let you know. To God, if we be able, and we want God. We're going to keep our money in, no God's hand. So God can keep us in his realm of love. And I want you to know, we thank God for you, for listening to us tonight. The words we pray, I pray God to help somebody. And I close with this. So I give a few moments. Anybody want to call in? Wherever you are, we still love you. Wherever you go, we still love you. How we know? God still loves us. You know, one of the things that I keep saying to this song that I have from my heart, I know the Lord loves me because I love him. The Lord loves me because I love him. I know the Lord loves me because he loves me. He gave all he had for me. Oh, I know. The Lord loves me. Oh, I know the Lord loves me. And the Lord loves you also. There'll be times in our lives that it appears that we don't have nobody there. But Jesus said, "Lo, I stand with you. If you trust and believe in him, oh, I know that I know he loves me. He loves me. He loves me. I know. Yes, I know that the Lord really loves us. Today, because the gate is only son, that who will believe in him shall not die, but have everlasting life. Oh, I cross the road of a long way, but I'm walking step by step, because I'm believing what the Lord has said to us, now his will shall be done. Now his will shall be done. Now his will shall be done. His will shall be done in me as I live today. Oh, I know that the Lord loves me, and he loves you also, woman of God, he loves you, man of God, he loves you, sons of God, he loves us, for the angels come around and leader. All angels have been assigned to be there for this day, this month. Angels standing in assignment before you go and get the word. Remember, I want to open up that God has given to me this hour. Oh, I thank you. I thank you, Father. I thank you, Father, for everything that you have done. Hallelujah. Well, I guess somebody can hear me singing. No, I can't sing too good, but I sure be trying. I sure be trying. It ain't no harm to get happy and sing a shout to get a holy dance on and start doing it. Hallelujah. Oh, I see somebody dancing in the spirit right now. Go ahead, go ahead, go ahead. Do it for the Lord. Praise his name. Woo, Jesus. It's so good. Especially for us. Nobody but God. I love him. And you know what? We got about 2 minutes left. I say this to you as a friend and not as an enemy. But I want to ask you, who is your enemy? I'm going to put this down. I want you to think about it. Is it your spouse, your friend, or your boss, your pastor, or Satan and his demons? And I don't think I'm good. Who is your enemy? Your spouse shouldn't be. Your friend. But when you look at it, you go there. Hello?
God bless you, Dr. Hannah.
Amen. What'd you say, sister?
You said, who is your enemy?
Yes.
I said anything that keeps you from putting God first in your life is your enemy.
That's why I said the last one is Satan and his demons. Because see, he got those that in there. And I put a question, your spouse or whoever it is. But see, God wants us to know that he loves us. Anything that can stand in the way, God loves us, and God wants us to know that he loves us. And I say this to a lot of people. I like the way you said that. I like the way you said it. Anything that stands in the way. Am I right about it?
I said anything that you put first.
Oh, anything that you put first. I don't want to put nothing but God first. Anybody. Ma'am?
I said, you asked the question, what is your enemy? Who is your enemy? And I said, anything that you put first before God.
Yes. That's why I asked, who is your enemy? Who is your enemy? Is it your spouse, your friend, your boss, your pastor, or Satan and his demons? Who is your enemy? Who is the enemy? Praise God. Amen. It's good. I thank God. No, I thank him for everything he has done for us. Amen. Amen. And I would say this to about a few minutes. I thank God for the question that was asked, and it was answered, and I like the way it was answered. And I thank God. You have anything else to say before we put off the line?
No, we just got to understand what is it that we put first before God. It could be our job. It could be our spouse. It could be our children. It could be our sleep. It could be our husband. It could be our wife. Anything that you put first before God is your enemy.
Yes. It's your enemy. Yes. Yes. And that behooves us.
Preservation. You know, everybody looking for their job to be the source. And that's not their source. God is the source. We got to understand.
Yes.
We can't put nothing. God says, I'm a jealous God. And there should not be no other God before me. No other God
that's
before
true.
Me.
Praise his holy name. There is no other God. He's the only one true God. And I want to say to all the listeners, what we say is of truth. What we say is of truth.
What's in the Word?
Don't let nothing. Ma'am?
It's in the Word. I speak nothing but the Word of God.
I said it's in the Word. It's in the Word where we live, by the Word. We live through the Word. We live by the Word. And that's all we have. That's all I have. Nothing but the Word. That's all I can live for, the Word. It's alive in me. It's alive in all of us who can stand before Him. And we trust God and believe God. That's all we can do.
Amen.
Amen.
The Word don't come activated until we apply the Word of God.
We have to put it back. What we download, it has to be uploaded. We have to be uploaded. We need to look unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith, and it behooves us to stay close to Him. Amen. Amen, amen. All I can say is, this is a good night for the Lord, and I want to let everyone listen to us. We've had a great understanding. We thank God. We love God. And we want to see you on the other side. The Lord say the same. So until such time, may the Lord bless you and keep you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.